welcome back to Black Serendipity, where we dive deep into personal development, empowerment, and the journey to success. I'm your host, Janikia, and today we're going to explore the power of saying, fuck that, to negativity and self-doubt. I know. You're probably saying,
oh, but you said ain't got in that. You know, ain't got in that.
Nah, I'm not. God forgive me, but I'm not. I'm not even including him in this. I probably could pick some better words to explain or to share what I'm saying. But today, sometimes you got to say exactly what you mean. And that's what I mean today. Fuck that. Listen, life can throw challenges our way that make us doubt ourselves, but we're here to remind you that you have the power to turn things around. Let's use the law of attraction, or one of the 48 laws of power, and habit 2 from the 7 habits of highly effective people to create a mindset shift that can change your life. Now, the first one I'm going to talk about is the law of attraction. It teaches us that our thoughts and beliefs can shape our reality. If we constantly dwell on negativity and self-doubt, we'll attract more of the same. So fuck that self-talk. Come on now. Let's start replacing those self-defeating thoughts with affirmations. Okay. I gotta be on point and honest to tell you that, yeah, I don't always participate in affirmations. I don't. But I do encourage that. I encourage you to tell yourself, I am capable. Encourage you to say, I am powerful. I encourage you to say and know that you are in control of your destiny. It is true. By shifting your mindset, you're setting the stage for success. I got this. Say it to yourself. I got this. I can do this. Oh, there is a problem. There's a solution. Now, I can add God into this part, you know, because if you give it to him, like wholeheartedly lay it at his feet and allow him to handle it however he handles it, without any judgment, without any connection, without any expectation, except that he'll take care of it. Listen, I'm telling you, he will. Now, let's embrace habit 2 from the 7 habits of highly effective people. Begin with the end in mind. Visualize your goals, see yourself succeeding, and feel the emotions associated with that goal, with that desire. I've done that plenty of times. When you have a clear vision, you're more likely to attract opportunities that align with your aspirations. I know, I'm about to tell you something, and it may sound weird because I'm talking about food, but I went to this restaurant, and they had this amazing salmon that had this like shrimp and lobster mixture on top. So I went and looked up the restaurant, looked up the dish, and I decided I wanted to taste that again. Did not want to pay all that money for one plate. but I wanted to eat that again. I want to taste that again. That was delicious. So, myself, I went, found the recipe, bought the ingredients, and had more than enough to share with my guests and to have some for the next day. And of course, you know, there are lots of other things that I could talk about when having the end goal in mind, having the end in mind, and thinking about what that'll feel like. I guess it's kind of like a manifestation. I've done that with my husband. One time I wanted, there was something I wanted. Something I wanted to cook, something I wanted to eat. And I hadn't even told anybody. It was just a thought that came in my mind. I think I sat there for about 15, 20 minutes thinking about how I would cook it, what everyone would say after it was done, and all that good stuff. And my husband called. He asked me, we were talking about dinner. He ended up, I didn't talk about it. I just said, whatever you like, you know, we'll work with that. However, excuse me, he ended up bringing exactly what I had been thinking about, that opportunity. Another example would be, I've always imagined myself with an MBA. I've worked several jobs, did several things, been in several different arenas of life, and I always imagined myself with an MBA. One of the reasons was I have a business administration degree, and I like to finish what I start. And one of the highest degrees I could get is a doctoral of business. Why not try? A lot of things have happened in life. And my end goal is a doctoral in business. But I've chosen to complete my MBA. Hey, I'm almost finished, and I am excited. I'm excited because the ending of this is the beginning of fulfilling my goal, getting my doctorate in business. What am I going to do with it? Don't know. It'll take me far, I'm sure. But one thing it's going to do is it's going to complete the goal I've set for myself. When you have a clear vision, you're more likely to attract opportunities that align with your aspirations. So go for it. Listen, one of the 48 laws of power, law 17, we're going to talk about that now and how that coincides with fuck that. This mantra signifies a rejection of conventional power dynamics that often involve manipulation, deceit, and secrecy. Instead of playing games with people or playing those games, you can adopt a transparent and authentic approach by saying fuck that. Fuck that to manipulation and opting for honesty. You know, individuals can cultivate an air of unpredictability rooted in their genuine intentions and actions. This approach will allow you to build trust, loyalty, and influence without resorting to traditional power plays, making Law 17 a tool for embracing authenticity and defying the norms of power dynamics. You know, let's stop with the being fake to get ahead. Be yourself. Be genuine. And a lot of times when you're genuine, people don't, it's unpredictable. They assume you're going to do what others have done or what's been done to them. Be genuine. Say, fuck that. Say, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to allow the chips fall where they may. There are times, I have to admit, where silence is golden. And that too is unpredictability. Because everyone assumes that if I say something about you, you're going to say something about me. Or I tell you how you feel, how I feel, you're going to tell me how you feel. And then it's just going to be on and on and on. Say, fuck that. You tell me how you feel about me. I tell you how I feel about you. And that's that. We're not going to keep talking about it. If they want to keep talking about it, allow them. But you, use a power move. Be silent. Allow it to go away. Let it go. I was watching a TikTok because one of my good friends sent it to me. And it was about not matching energy. Not having to have the last word. I will admit, I am the youngest of 8 children. And when I give it, I can give it good. And I can go down the line. However, sometimes it's just, it's not important. It's not necessary. I've taken a lot of L's. I've taken a lot of losses. And honestly, I some of them I remember. Some of them, I don't know how I got that loss. But I was at peace. I was so at peace. As I'm talking to you, I'm thinking about a situation where these really, really thick girls wanted to fight and jump me. And they were talking about me in front of everybody. We were in public. And me, at the time, I was the one. Be it you jump me, or it's one-on-one, I'm going to go for it. And then something clicked in me. And before we started fighting or whatever, I said, wait a minute. When we finish, be it I win, or y'all win, which probably is the case, are you going to like me? They was like, no. And, you know, we were young. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to like any of you either. Let's go with, we don't like each other. And let's not exert this energy. So pretty much peace. I'm getting in my car. I'm out of here. Talk to you later. And the girl came back and she was screaming or yelling at me to have the last word. It was about a guy. Yeah, now that I remember it, it was about a guy. And she was telling me how he was hers and he didn't like me and all this other stuff. And I was like, you know what? You can have him. Because if talking to him is going to beget me to argue with you on a regular, yeah, y'all can have each other. And I left. I never saw him again. I just chose to leave him alone. I didn't want to be bothered with him. Hey, that's habit too. Begin with the end in mind. I did not want to argue with her ever again. I just wanted to accept I didn't like her. She didn't like me. And that was life. And that's what happened. I did end up seeing her again. I had a job where I ended up seeing her and seeing her children who were his children. But I had made up in my mind I was not going to see him or deal with him or see her or deal with her. And I didn't. I didn't. And I'm at peace. I was at peace. And I am at peace. I'm just remembering that. Another situation, bringing God into it. Another situation was with a professor. I was going toe-to-toe with him. Because I can handle it. And words. Ooh, war with words. I had the final say. That was my plan. And then he wrote me back. And I was ready. I had my words together. I knew exactly what to say to him. That would, one, hurt his feelings. And two, probably make him lose his job. But a voice, it was God. I know it was God. Told me to let it go. Not to match energies. To release it. To allow that loss. Because I am a winner with words. But I accepted that loss. I accepted him saying what he said. I passed his class. I am not thinking about him, but he will not be teaching next semester. Because apparently, someone else also was a winner with words, and they went toe-to-toe. And it got ugly, I guess, for both of them. But for him, he was supposed to be the professional, and he won't be teaching. That's crazy. But in the end, he expected me. His prediction was I was going to continue this war with words. And in the end, I won. I won because I let it go. I won because 48 laws of power, baby, unpredictability. I won because I obeyed God and allowed God to handle it. I gave it to him. Yeah. I decided to say, fuck that to the negativity. And not participate. And I'm glad I did. So yeah, fuck that to self-doubt and negativity. Instead, focus on the vision you've created. See yourself achieving your goals and attracting positivity in your life. And let go. Let go. Let go. Try not to be so attached to the exact how it's going to happen. Be attached to it happening. Be attached to it happening. not the how, but the thing itself. I've really enjoyed talking to you today. I'm glad you're listening. That is a wrap for this episode. It's a quick empowerment session on Black Serendipity. Remember, you have the power to change your reality by saying fuck that. Fuck that to negativity. Fuck that to self-doubt. Embrace the law of attraction. Remember habit 2. Create the life you desire. And enhance your power. Be unpredictable. Make choices that will bring positivity, that will bring peace. Everyone, have an amazing day and talk to you again sooner.